Nora, you know just what they'll do. Give it up, Eleonora. This is just not for you.
It's a perfect circle that has a hole.
Yep.
It's all that I wanted, is my ultimate goal. Give me that cake, give me that dough. I can never get enough, I always want more. Now once-ing and twice-ing, I always look the icing. I'm looking at these things, they all seem so enticing. Add a chocolate, a maple, a fruit, or not sufficing. Give me all of the donuts, no matter the pricing.
I don't care how much these donuts cost. $302, $49, $67, I don't care.
I'm in a daze when I see that hot glaze. Today's the day where all I wanna say, I wanna do what?
I'll eat it.
I'm in a daze when I see that hot glaze. Today is the day where all I wanna say, I wanna do what?
I want a donut.
I wanna do what?
I want a donut.
I wanna do what?
I want a donut.
I want a donut. I want a donut. I wanna do what?
I want a donut.
I wanna do what?
I want a donut.
I wanna do what?
We'll be right back. of the Austin Music Experience. That is Sweet Spirit with Bat McCoomba. Sweet, super fun, yeah, yeah, Rocket Ship, Did I Want a Donut? Sweet Diss and the Comebacks, Rainbows and Onions, not things that you want. Well, you'd want a rainbow with a donut, but not onions with a donut, I think.
I'm sure someone's made, I'm sure, like a savory onion donut.
That's probably right. It's probably okay.
Yeah.
It's probably good. Like a yeast donut, don't put it too much sugar in. That could be tasty.
That could be tasty, but I just want a donut.
Yeah.
Started the whole thing off with new music from Corey McAtee, Backseat In Between, new music from her album. And I can't believe we haven't mentioned this yet, but coming up after the break, William Shatner is calling in to Woo! Talk about his new children's album. We've been playing stuff from it for the last few weeks. The album is called Where Will the Animals Sleep? And that's coming up right after the break.
Like, for real.
That's
like, for real.
Actually, that's William amazing.
Shatner. The actual William Shatner. It's kind of neat. Stick around. Okay, it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined via Zoom by the legendary actor, singer, author, and actual space traveler, William Shatner. Just released a new album out now on Cleopatra Records, and it's available on vinyl and digitally on Bandcamp and elsewhere. The album is called Where Will the Animals Sleep? Songs for Kids and Other Living Things. How are you today, Bill?
So well, and I'm glad to talk to you about this album because over the last many years, I've been talking about global warming and what we need to do and things that are happening. And my partners, Dan Miller and Robert Chernow and I, who've been writing songs now for a couple of years, 2-3 years, and we've got a couple of albums out there, decided to do a children's album. The thrust of it's fun, but one song, Where Will the Animals Sleep, is about, if we destroy nature, where you've got a nice little warm bed, but where will the animals sleep is the thrust of the song. So it's a message done delightfully and with musicality and fun, but the message to the parents and ultimately to the children is clear.
It's super important to think about habitat loss and all of the consequences of climate change. I want to think a little bit of, or ask you a little bit about sort of your history in music. You've been doing music for almost as long as I know of you as acting anyway. First album, Transformed Man, 50 years ago, I think now. You did a wonderful record with Ben Folds. So I want to ask you a little bit about sort of your origin story. What kind of music did you listen to when you were growing up, I believe, in
Canada?
Well,
you know, there's a dearth of music in my past, and it shows in my inability to select musical groups that I hear on the radio a lot, but I can't identify because I didn't have the music in my youth. My father would listen to the opera on Saturday afternoons when he was resting from the weekend's work, and I would be there on occasion. So I became accustomed to the trained voice, the operatic voice, and yearned to be part of it. Didn't realize how much work was involved in having that kind of voice, because those trained voices are like Olympic athletes, and you have to practice every day and do all that stuff. So I kind of looked at it, but what I am good at is as a poet and working in Shakespeare, having a feel for the English language. The English language, well, every language has its own, the word is onomatopoeia, which means the words sound like what the meaning is. A babbling brook is the onomatopoeia of a babbling brook. Sounds vaguely like it's a babbling brook. And that sense of the rhythm of the word, of the meaning of the word and the rhythm of the word made me think that I could do songs. And so I began to, in interview shows and stuff where there'd be music, I choose to do popular song that had a good lyric, and I got really good at it, and I started making records that way, albums that way.
That's wonderful. So would you say that was there a particular song, or was it that experience hearing opera that made you say music is going to be part of my life? It might not be my career once you figured out that the trained voice is a different thing, but music is going to be an important part of my life for the rest of my life.
Well, you know, I'm of the opinion, and it may be just me because that's all we know, that you don't make those decisions. I'm going to now play music. And,
right.
You know, you kind of edge in, you like that. You turn the radio on when you're driving, and then there's a really good group of people, and you might buy a record, or somebody hands you a record, or have you heard the Moody Blues? Oh, yeah, I think I did. And it's almost by osmosis that you acquire the knowledge as against making a decision. I'm now going to have music in my life. Because music has always been a part of my life. I just didn't know it.
That's a fascinating way to think about it. And it's a different sort of answer than I've heard. But I think you're right that so much of what we do, I don't want to say we stumble into necessarily, but it's a circuitous
path. I would say we stumble into it. I would say that we don't make, I'm sure somebody says, I'm going to be a doctor. But so many people I know who are doctors said, well, you know, I talked it over with my family and I was interested. It's rare to make a decision in life where you say, I'm going to the left and not to the right. You kind of stumble to the left and then you find out you've made a good decision or you find out you've made a bad decision based on the fact that you've acquired knowledge of what turning to the left has brought you. You then make up your mind, I should have turned right and I'm going to turn right, or it's too late to turn right, or I don't even know what's going to happen on the right. The left is pleasant. So much of life is done, in my opinion, much of life is stumbling around looking for opportunities and finding those opportunities that appeal to you somewhat haphazardly.
I think that's right. My dad was an electrochemist and inventor, and he said a lot of science is not the sort of scientific method they talk about. It's walking around and being ready when something jumps up and bites you on the butt. And I never thought I would be doing it. Like I'm a lawyer, and I kind of stumbled into that the same way you talked. Didn't stumble exactly, but it wasn't that one moment you talked about.
You trip, but you kind of find your way.
Yeah, and I certainly never thought I would be doing a children's radio show for almost 19 years now, and here
can
I am.
Can you believe it? I mean, can you, you know, 20 years ago, if you were asked, how would you like to do a children's broadcast, you'd say, wow, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There you are. Yeah.
I want to ask, go ahead, sorry.
And then it becomes intriguing. Oh, my gosh, children's albums. What do children like to listen to? How can you make it work and entertain them and teach them at the same time? Or forget about teaching, just entertain them.
Yeah, well, and one of the things that made me think about doing kids radio actually ties very nicely into this, for the last main question I want to ask you about, was They Might Be Giants, who sort of realized, oh, there's a way to do, as many other bands have done, and as I think you have, there's a way to do interesting music that is educational and really fun for kids. And so I'm wondering, how did you end up connecting with Dan? Are you a They Might Be Giants fan? How did that all happen?
No, none of that. A Chinese duck is the answer. And you say Chinese duck?
Yeah, I do say Chinese duck.
A friend of mine whose name is Robert Chernow, and I began to, he lives in New York, I live in Los Angeles, and my dog is guarding against squirrels. It's
very effective. You have not been attacked by a squirrel while we've been talking, so it's worked out well.
You might be here. Mac! So a friend of mine, Robert Chernow, and I began to meet whenever he came in to town. Whenever he came into town from New York, we would meet at a particular Chinese restaurant we got to learn and love. And we'd talk into the night, and we became really wonderful friends. And it's a boon in my life that has happened. So one day, Robert invited a gentleman by the name of Dan Miller to dinner. And I went, oh, gosh, you know, my friend Rob, and I'm going to share him with Dan. And anyway, so Dan and Rob and I eating duck. And at some point in the conversation, Dan, who is one of the members of They Might Be Giants, said, you know, guys, we should make an album. And everybody went, yeah, we should make an album. Like, who are, you know? Well, we need music and we need lyrics. Well, it turns out that Robert Chernow is a poet and wrote great many things, but he had turned, stumbled perhaps into another vocation. Dan Miller was a musician, but he didn't know our skills. And so we made an album called Bill. That's on Spotify. And it did quite well. And that begat this team of three of us who could write music. And we began to write music. And now this latest album, we've got a couple out there, is a children's album, but it isn't a children's album. And I did a performance at Kennedy Center for which we wrote the music and the lyrics. And I've got album and a piece of film on that you'll soon see live at Kennedy Center. So, yeah, and a music video of the major song in that entertainment at Kennedy Center, "So Fragile, So Blue," which is about the planet and its fragility, done to music and very entertaining, and something that children could listen to and understand, as well as being a note of warning to the adults.
Well, William Shatner, thank you so much for taking the time. I don't want to take too much of your time.
Pleasure is mine. I'm delighted to talk to you.
What's a song you think we should play coming out of this interview? What's your favorite song on the album, you think?
On this album?
On this album.
Where Will the Animals Sleep?
We'll do the title track. Wonderful. William Shatner, it's a delight. WilliamShatner.com. The album is available on Bandcamp, on vinyl and digital, probably streaming everywhere. Wonderful to talk to you, sir. Thank you.
Pleasure. Take care. With a kiss on the head to keep you warm through the night. I wish you sweet dreams of only good things, bright yellow sunbeams and new songs to sing. Before closing your eyes, make one wish for me. By finding a star, the brightest one you can see. For we share the earth. Yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles, if bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above. If all of these places we failed to keep, tell me, where would the animals sleep? Where would the animals sleep? Bugs rest on grass or leaves that they found. And turtles and chipmunks both sleep underground. Sea otters hold hands and float while they rest. Seals like to curl up on beaches the best. So all of these places we cannot neglect. There isn't much time, they're ours to protect. Now before you doze off, it again should be said how lucky you are to have a safe bed. For we share the earth. Yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles. If bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above. If all of these places, where would the animals sleep? Don't care about beaches or trees, bulldozing and building wherever they please, tearing down forests and polluting the seas, leaving some creatures with nowhere to be. So all of these places we cannot neglect. There isn't much time. There are hours to protect. Before you doze off, it again should be said how lucky you are to have a safe bed. For we share the earth. Yes, we're not alone. So wish every animal a home of their own. If birds had no nests and rabbits no holes, no comfy burrows for foxes or moles. If bears had no caves to cuddle their cubs, the squirrels and the leopards, no trees up above. If all of these places we fail to keep, tell me, where would the animals sleep? Where would the animals sleep?
Thanks again to William Shatner for calling in. What a fun person to talk to. And sharp as a tack. A sharp tack. Not as sharp, like sharper than a dull tack.
Yeah.
Quite sharp is what I'm saying.
Yes.
That is the title track from his really surprisingly to me fun new album, Where Will the Animals Sleep, produced by Dan Miller from They Might Be Giants.
Oh, yeah.
And while we're listening, Ella pointed out, sounded kind of like Tom Waits. And what was your comment about Tom Waits?
He scared me when I was a kid. His voice... Whenever his songs would come on, I would get scared.
Aww. Yeah, and our radio station growing up, 93.9 The River, played Tom Waits fairly often, and KUTX does as well. So, hey, it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. All you wonderful people, thanks for visiting.
Thank you so much. It's been super
great to have you here. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock for some reason, also Threads at sparetherock. You can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. If you go to sparetherock.com, you can see our playlist. You can listen back to the William Shatner interview and other shows recently at that site or at KUTX.org. Starting an interview show with They Might Be Giants this week. It's My Brother the Ape. I guess that question, where will the animals sleep, would apply to your brother the ape.
Yeah, in the bunk bed.
Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I got the invitation that you sent to everyone. Find it hard to recognize some relatives of ours. brother the ape. My brother the ape.
Jazz is excited to announce the 39th year of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. With over 150 performances and over 50 free events, running from June 21st to June 30th. Highlights of the festival include Downtown Jazz, a set of opening weekend concerts on June 22nd and June 23rd in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery. The hub of the event will be Granville Island, where you'll be able to see free and ticketed shows scheduled at the Performance Works, Ocean Artworks, and the Review Stage. Featured performances this year include The Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis performing June 23rd at the Performance Works, and Killer Mike performing June 29th at Queen Elizabeth Theater. For more information and to purchase specific concert tickets, visit www.coastaljazz.ca.